that made you clean and shiny. They stuffed your pockets full of cash. They gave you 99 servants to carry out your trash. But your soul is showing, I can see right through. Feeling like a foxhound? Do you like the chase? Are you aching for a pretty palm to leave a mark on your face? But the women don't like you, no matter what you do. Hands off of things that don't belong.
Hands Off by Joan Osborne. Sounds like it was written yesterday, doesn't it? Well, actually it was written for tomorrow, but she wrote it 4 years ago. So here we go. Tomorrow, why? Hands off all over the United States and perhaps other parts of the world as well. Indivisible North Coast, that's INCO, and other groups are having gatherings tomorrow from noon to 1:30. In Astoria, we'll be meeting at 17th and Marine Drive. In Long Beach, the Bolstad Beach Approach, and in Tillamook at the Veterans Memorial. You can find more information at our website, kmun.org, which I highly recommend for all kinds of information. Carol here with Arts Live and Local. Glad to be with you. It's an opportunity to express ourselves. Brian Bovenizer did a great job yesterday. He played Michael Hurley all afternoon. And it helps to hear Michael's voice. We will miss him greatly in this community. Sending good wishes to his family. And sending healing to Bruce and to Hope and Janet and April and Rebecca, who are doing very well, and to Brother Bob and to Gina and our own Brian. As far as the world is concerned, more grieving. So we're standing up, we're standing together, we're speaking out, and I think some people are beginning to realize and or listen because they get it, that something is very wrong in this country and perhaps in their own. So I'm hoping for life, peace, health for all, and a stopping of bullying and war and lies, and you can fill in the rest. I do want to give a shout out to the voters of Wisconsin. Bravo. That was, as far as I'm concerned, a good thing. And to Cory Booker, bless him. I crossed my legs thinking about him up there for 25 hours. And send congratulations to a couple of people who are moving to good places in their lives. To Rebecca, thanks for all the years at Winecraft. And to our own Emma here at KMUN with a dream come true. Happy birthday wishes, more of our own, to May Lee Dot, May Lee Robin Dot, to Agnes Field, one of our local fabulous artists, to another of our local fabulous artists, Karen Bain, and to Charlotte, who is also Charlotte Pagliani, another artist. We have lots of them. May Lee is too. I didn't pick artists. I picked friends who have birthdays, but they're all artists, aren't we all, if we put our hearts and minds to it. And that's a perfect opening for my first guest. Adria, I'm going to have you say your last name because it's been 2 months and I don't want to get it wrong. You say it once.
Badagnani.
Okay, it is the Italian pronunciation. That's what I wasn't sure. So we'll make that little mark. Adria is the writing lead at the Hoffman Center for the Arts, and she'll tell us how long she's been there, but boy, she's just taken off like a whiz. That's why she was here a couple of months ago, because another wonderful event. And next weekend, on the 13th, which is Sunday, at 4 o'clock, the Manzanita Writers Series, which has been going on for years, I believe. But Adria's in charge now, and she's bringing in two artists. And I'm not sure how to pronounce this either. Airly?
Well, Airly Press.
Airly Press Poetry Event. So, welcome. And
thank you.
This sounds delightful. Tell us who these people are and where is Airly Press?
Well, Airly Press is based in the Portland area, and it is a nonprofit publishing company that is completely writer operated.
Wow.
And so they've been around since, I believe, 2007. Mm-hmm. And so when the poets, they specifically spotlight and publish work by Pacific Northwest poets.
Wonderful.
And when a poet has a piece, a work, a collection published by Airly Press, they also commit to being part of the editorial staff for 3 years' time.
Oh, I
so
love it.
It's
yes.
like a pay it forward publishing house of people who are really in the craft and making it happen. And so
committed. Yeah.
Committed completely to uplifting their own voices, but also the voices of other Pacific Northwest poets.
And probably learning a lot of new skills.
Yeah, it gives them an opportunity to learn the craft of editorial work and also what all is involved with the design and layout and the publishing. They're beautiful collections that are published by Airly Press.
So can anyone approach them from the Pacific Northwest? And
they haven't. They do have an open reading period where people can submit work, and that can be found on their website, which I believe is just airlypress.org.
And that's spelled A-I-R-L-I-E. Air. Lie.
Airly.
But we pronounce it Airly much nicer. So the two poets who are coming, I see one from originally from the Midwest and one originally from Rockaway Beach, New York.
Right, not our Rockaway Beach.
No,
but
exactly.
East Coast.
I saw Rockaway Beach. Oh, she's local. Whoop. Well, they are local now, though.
They are, or at least in Oregon.
Regional local. Mm-hmm. So tell us about them and how this works.
Sure. So the Hoffman Center for the Arts has joined up with Airly Press for at least, I think this is at least the fourth year, where they have hosted this, we have co-hosted and collaborated for this event, which takes place during National Poetry Month.
Thank you for mentioning that.
Which was established in 1996, and we are still observing that.
Yes.
And so the two poets this year who have collections published by Airly Press are Deneen Berglund and Irene Cooper. And Deneen is based in Portland, and she's also a professor there. Mm-hmm. So her collection is called The Goodbye Kit. And Irene Cooper is in Central Oregon. She's also going to be at the Airly Press Poetry Event on April 13th reading from her newest collection, which is called Even My Dreams Are Over the Constant State of Anxiety. I mean, that's a collection. So we are thrilled that they will be present and reading from their own collections, because it's another experience to hear a poet reading in their own voice. And additionally, we will have the winners of this year's Neocony Mountain Poetry Prize, which is sponsored by the Hoffman Center for the Arts. And this is an annual event that the submissions open in January. We have a judge who judges blindly. Mm-hmm. And so the winning poems will also be spoken by the poets who have written them.
Ooh, this is going to be
so
enriched.
It's really, it's a steeped in local and Pacific Northwest poetic voice and just really amplified because it is in this National Poetry Month.
Which is perfect. And I'm wondering, I don't know, do you know when Airly Press was established?
2007.
2007, right, you said it. Okay, because we find, at least, it was very clear, Fisher Poets Gathering was a perfect scientific experiment because these are commercial fishermen, some of whom are photographers, painters, writers, poets, but some of whom would never have dreamed of doing that. They may tell a limerick over the radio or something like that. But because of the gathering that happens here, so many more have said, well, I could do that, or let me try that. Mm-hmm. And it has grown and grown and enriched so many lives. So I'm thinking when something like this happens, a local press run by poets, local, mm-hmm. It lifts the whole community.
All ships rise.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. And I think that now more than ever, I mean, there's never been a time where poetry hasn't had a place in the humanities mm-hmm. and in our culture and the weaving that has happened throughout the thousands of years, that there's different ways. This is one mode of expression that can really pierce through.
Do you write poetry?
I do.
How could I tell? So you're the person I will ask. Oh. Do you also write other stuff, short stories or articles or anything like that?
I do write short stories, but I think I am really wired for poetry.
Okay, why? You walked right into my question.
Kara, I think truly there is no why. It just is. It's a heart of a poet. The ability yeah. to see the world, but also to cultivate the courage to write and speak about it.
But poetry also is concise. I don't think there is such a word, but you've got
in poetry, there could be.
Exactly. We can get away with anything. But mm-hmm. You have got to pull it together and make it. So do you think that way? Do you see that way? Has it always been the way you've spoken? Because
I think that it's almost like if we're going to talk about fishing.
Okay.
It's like the way that I experience the world, and I don't know that this is true of all poets, but I suspect that there's a common thread, that there's this large net and just like capturing all of these observations and experiences and opening to the full range of senses. And then there's an alchemy that happens and certain connections being made and certain things light up. And for me, there's a big auditory and sonic component and a music and composition component in how I write. And that gets distilled and distilled mm-hmm. and distilled into something that then takes shape and form, but ultimately has an ability to transmit beyond the words. It's meant to really pierce and allow someone to enter in and turn something for a felt experience.
Mm.
Even if it's just, gosh, I really never thought of using that word in that mm-hmm, way. Mm-hmm. Or, wow, you could turn that into a verb.
Right.
You could be verbing. Or just like a visual experience mm-hmm. or some sort of sonic experience that's really meant to ripple out. And I think it's a very generative form because it's meant to inspire.
Okay. Do you make music too, by any chance?
Well, do have a background in music. Mm-hmm. I don't write songs per se, mm-hmm. and I am not very adept on I wish I could play the guitar better because that would be a great vehicle. but I pull from my background in music, and it's just there yeah. as a
well,
current.
Your explanation definitely touched several times in the music world or encompassed the music world. That's why I asked, because it seemed to be a natural. And it seems, though, although what you said is definite, that poetry has always been a part. I mean, it's in the book called The Bible, too. It's, you know, a lot of poetry in there, which goes back a few years. But it does. In popular culture, it seems to have waves, kind of like international folk dancing for me. And we seem to be really high on the waves right now. There's poetry happening all over, and it's very exciting. And I think I like when you said, even if you just take one word, I think it's touching a lot of new people. So
I would agree. I would agree. We're in a swell of poetry,
yeah.
And I think it is a form that allows people to really experiment as well. It's forgiving in that mm-hmm. way.
Well, and there's also the poetry in the schools, writing in the schools too. But I remember Judith Barrington came. She was here several times, and she's a friend. And she came in and she spoke about working with children. This is a long time ago. I'm sure she doesn't do this anymore. But what an experience it was, and sort of guiding them so they understand how rich it can be, not just a bunch of words, but taking that and expressing from within. So
yeah, it can move beyond barriers in the mind and the body. So
how many of the local folks are going to be reading?
Will be five.
Okay.
Like specific to the North Oregon
right.
coast. And then Deneen
right.
and Irene from Airlie Press.
Right. So this is all happening Sunday the 13th. That's not this Sunday, a week from this Sunday, 4 to 5:30. Will they at Hoffman Center in Manzanita? And will there be time for people to mix it up with the poets?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. There will be book sales there of Deneen Berglin and Irene Cooper's
okay.
collections.
Nice.
Our local bookstore in Manzanita, Cloud and Leaf, will be on site to have those books available
great.
For sale and signature. And of course, I think it's such a rich conversation when mm-hmm. there's an opportunity for people to ask questions,
yeah.
especially about process and places mm-hmm. of inspiration and ways to practice craft.
So the only limitation I'm thinking of is the size of the Hoffman.
That is correct. We really encourage people to pre-register.
How do they do that?
They can go to our website, which is hoffmanarts.org. And if they look at events, they will find the April 13th Airlie Press Poetry event, and they can just register
okay.
and save their seat right there.
Good. Okay. You heard it here. Thank you so much, Adria Badagnani.
Perfect. Perfetto.
Lovely to see you again.
You too, Carol.
And by the way, is that your own name, or did you marry into that?
That is my family of origin name.
Okay. I could suspect that because you definitely use your hands
right
here on the radio, folks. It's been a choreography. So thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Carol.
Okay. And if you can send my next person in, that would be good. I have a piece here by Blair Borax. And Blair, as far as we know, she wrote to me last December and sent this album, is going to be at the Sou'wester tomorrow. That's in Seaview, Washington. You can check on their website, Sou'wester Lodge, and make sure, or just head on over there. Keep walking.
They tell me I'm wasting away, everybody's got something to say, all opinions on my body, get out of my way. They tell you you're too skinny, you put your makeup on, you'll be pretty. They tell you smile more, but if your dress is too short, they will label you up. They say put your clothes back on, don't be too modest or the men are long gone. They say you look this way, but shut your mouth if you've got something to say. They tell me I'm wasting away, everybody's got something to say, our opinions on my body, get out of my way. They tell you you're too hard to please, you've got a big mouth, babe, and you are a tease. Don't too much, don't tell, don't cry, don't bite, don't bark, don't yell. They'll talk about what you wear, they help themselves to touch your hair. As long people stare. Whatever you say can't ruin my day. When you hate, I won't take the bait. I choose to keep walking in my shoes. Pay no mind to what the people find. However they stare.
Yeah, keep walking, folks. And remember, you can walk or at least stand with people all over the United States and right here in Astoria, Tillamook. Across the river, I'm sure they're standing or walking as well, and everywhere. So check out your local group that is walking and standing for justice and, you know, like Lysistrata. Blair Borax at the Sou'wester tomorrow evening. And now we have yet another person in the writing arts who has also been here before, Kama O'Connor. Is the teaches at the Clatsop Community College and also is the editor of Rain Magazine. And the I'm not quite sure how it works because I know there are student editors as
Correct.
Well. So welcome.
Thank you so much, Carol, for having me.
And I think you've got another Rain coming out.
We sure do. We went to publication, and we have a launch party coming out or up at the college 2 to 5 p.m. on the 18th of April, so real soon and very exciting.
And for people who don't know, they know it rains a lot here, but tell them what Rain Magazine is.
Absolutely. We are a once-a-year publication out of the college. It's a literary magazine. A lot of what Adria was talking about, we do as well, but it's a student-run class that puts it together. So we solicit fiction, nonfiction, and poetry in the writing sphere from community members, and art, digital art, photography, painting, photos of sculptures. And we do all of that in one term. So we teach it as a class. I teach it as a class. So I'm actually the faculty advisor. And we have an editor-in-chief, Jess Ball, this year, who is a student. And she helps the rest of the students put together the magazine. And then we go to publication and launch all in that span of roughly 12 weeks. It's
wow.
Wild, Carol.
So who does the design for the cover these days, for example?
Oh, my gosh. It changes year to year. So okay. Last year, we had those editors and students pick a theme. That's how it starts for the next year. So we're in the process of picking a theme for this year. And then once that theme is picked, the students sort of talk in the new term about what they want the cover to look like. And this year, Jess designed it herself.
Oh, wow.
She is an unbelievably accomplished digital artist who actually just got into Portland State University's Honor Program for that degree.
Wonderful.
So, yeah, we're really excited for her.
Yeah.
It's going to be a beautiful book.
Yeah. So it's how many students are involved in this?
Great question. Changes year to year, and it's actually a two-term class. So we've got one term of the class that is beginners, so people who have never experienced this before. Many of them don't even know what a literary publication is, and they're not writers or artists, right? They come in really excited to do you know, something related to marketing or the publishing aspect.
Oh,
so we have a diverse group of students, but roughly 7 to 12 is what we've had. And then they can take it a second term. So this is Jess's second term. She was able to sort of be a leader and a guide for the other students.
Right.
Because it's not
That's
a traditional
good.
Class, right?
Clearly
it's very
not.
Hands-on.
And this Rain Magazine has been going for over 50 years.
Yeah, this is the 55th edition.
55th.
We're really excited.
It's wonderful, yeah.
Thanks.
And this is a community college. So great things can be done everywhere. And we just have to step up and do them. Lead when you can and follow and bring in others when that's your role. So
absolutely.
Anybody in the community mm-hmm. can submit something with hopes of being published?
Absolutely. And in fact, this year we did things a little bit differently. We are a self-sustaining magazine in addition to being a class. So that means we have to pay for ourselves.
Ooh.
So we did two different things. We actually asked community members to pay a $10 submission fee, which goes towards the publication of the magazine, and it costs about $20 to print each book. So we're asking them to cover half of the book that they would get because they get a contributor copy. And then the other thing that we did is we opened up 50% of the magazine to students in Clatsop County and across the bridge in Washington.
High school
and college students, and they didn't have to pay a submission fee. So we really wanted to include student voices this year much more than we've focused on it in the past because the hard and beautiful part about living in Astoria, as you know, Carol, you probably have a line out the door of people wanting to talk about writing and art on the show, is that we have so many artists and authors that we could fill four books a year with different folks from the community. But it's really hard to get students who might be a little bit shy to do that. So
especially if they're familiar with the old ones and then you see some of our most accomplished, published poets and writers and artists, and they say, well, I can't do that.
Which is the opposite of what we want them to think, right?
Exactly. So that's good to be giving them a specific route. And so it's happening April 18th. Tell us what it looks like.
Absolutely. So we're up in Toller Hall, up on campus, which is the building closest to the river, as I like to say. And it's in the Toller Hall lobby. We're going to have some snacks and drinks for folks. We're doing it 2 to 5 this year, which I know was a little bit of a controversial choice because all of our students have jobs or these other things in their lives that they're required to do.
That is a Friday.
Yes, it is.
That's right during my show.
I was going to say, I know it's
two weeks
from now.
And
we're going to have copies of the book for sale. And we ordered less copies this year, but the publisher that we're using, we can always print more. Yeah, we just wanted to make sure we covered the launch event first and foremost.
Right.
And all those folks got
and
copies.
The launch event is always exciting because, again, as Adria said, you've got the people themselves
absolutely
reading their own work, and it's very moving. Some of it is hilarious, a lot of it is very poignant, and it's a real treat. And
absolutely.
Also, some of the folks are newbies, and it's kind of nervousing. So to have a friendly audience right up there at the college.
Absolutely.
Is there a website folks can go to?
You know, unfortunately, we have Rain Magazine up at the college has its own page. We're trying to still work on revamping that. The bummer is, and again, the beautiful part, is we've got a magazine that shifts every year. We have a different staff every
That's
year.
True.
We have a different.
Yeah.
So it's a little hard to maintain a website that runs through the college and keep those updates. So we're working with people up there to make sure we have up-to-date information. But you can email me at K.O'Connor, and that's O-C-O-N-N-O-R, at clatsupcc.edu. So K.O'Connor at clatsupcc.edu, and I'm happy to answer any questions, but we look forward to having folks who didn't, maybe they didn't submit this year, but they want to come listen to these readers. It'll be wonderful to have a big audience.
Because I have never submitted.
Oh, you got to change that, Carol.
To Rain, at least. I guess I've probably submitted to some things, but not anymore. But I go every year.
Oh, I love
it. Except this year is going to be...
I know. We're so sorry.
We may have to talk about this for next year.
We will. But yep, we're going to have to plan in advance.
In the meantime, Rain Magazine, my guest, Kama O'Connor, and if you missed anything, you can reach me at carol@kmun.org. I can give you details too. April 18th, 2 to 5 p.m. at Towler Hall. Go all the way up on 16th and find a parking spot. Actually, I'll give you a trick. Go up 14th, take a left, and get behind the buildings. There's plenty of parking. So.
So true.
And there's plenty of parking below as well. Yeah. Thank you so much for doing this, and thanks for coming in. You wanted to tell us about something else happening?
Yeah, gosh, thanks, Carol, so much. Just very briefly, a word to the public, just a heads up to look out for a River Sea undergraduate conference being held up at the college May 16th, and that's going to be all day from 9 to 4 p.m. And this is going to be a great way to see what the students are up to. We've got poster presentations, panels, and folks doing talks on everything related to the river and sea from an academic standpoint.
What's the date on that again?
That's May 16th. It's also a Friday, and it's all day. Folks can come in and out and hear some students give presentations. We're going to have some tables from folks in the community that are representing industry partners. Right. So it'll be great.
Make sure to put it on the KMUN.org calendar.
Absolutely.
Look at the work. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me, Carol.
And I have piece from Michael Hurley of Blessed Memory.
Love is the closest thing that we can do. Love can't be a dream.
Michael Hurley, you'll be hearing a lot of him. And if you want to hear a whole program of him, go to KMUN.org archives and put yesterday's date in. That's April 3rd to Brian's country range. I'm not sure I even got the name right. Sorry, Brian. It was a fabulous show. Well, speaking of fabulous shows, we have a concert coming up, which I just learned about, and it's enormous, actually. A lot of people. Ian McCone is here with me. He's a trumpet player. He's also, I gather, a senior at Astoria High School.
Yeah, this is going to be my senior project.
For his senior project. I'm just going to read what I have, and then you're going to tell the story.
Okay.
Astoria High School Solo and Ensemble Showcase and Benefit. And the benefit part is for Astoria High School music programs, the band, the orchestra, the choir, which is very rich there. It is happening Thursday. Otherwise, I could have brought them in next week, but it's this coming Thursday at 7 o'clock at the Larson Center, 16th and Franklin. So first of all, Ian, congratulations.
Thank you.
So tell us what you've done, who you've gathered to play with you.
Should I start with, like, the beginning? Like, what, like,